Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions. All right, this is a tough one for me. Sometimes your confessions hurt. They hurt inside, Figgy. They hurt you inside.
What, like diarrhea?
Well, that too, but maybe not exactly.
Diarrhea
like
hurt?
Well, I mean, at least the bubble guts that lead to the diarrhea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the little twisting and turning.
Actually, my bad. Stomach. You know what? It's called Lunchtime Confessions. Y'all might be eating. I have to issue an apology right now. That's my bad. That was a real unforced error by me.
And this is it. I don't miss Tiger. Like yesterday in the
Get
lead
the
up.
Get the bleep out of here.
It's a call to confession. It's my confession.
No, you're right.
It's my opinion.
It's like my opinion, dude.
It's my opinion.
Thank you, Big Lebowski.
Look, I'm not saying I wouldn't have been, you know, trained in a little bit, but he hasn't been good.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Is like,
and he's not here.
I interpreted this a different way. You mean like if Tiger was just going to play
Tiger
right now?
In Augusta this week.
Okay. Oh,
okay. I thought you were saying period.
Yeah.
And when you think Tiger, you think about the prime Tiger.
Or at least somewhere near prime Tiger.
Right. Oh, it was must watch. No, I mean, absolutely. But like in the days leading up to the Masters starting today, at the Masters, I saw somebody mention, this is what made me think about the confession. You know, Tiger Woods again, which we knew he wasn't going to play, but mentioned it and I came across him like, I don't even miss him. Like, this is a captivating stuff, and he hasn't been good in Augusta, really, in any major for several years now. I'm like, this is wild. I don't miss Tiger.
I understand, especially in this modern era, like, I don't expect Tiger to compete. Like, one of the things I hold very strong to is that it is incredibly rare. In fact, it basically doesn't happen for players to win multiple majors on either side of 35.
Yeah.
And that is to say, man, golf is such a strenuous sport that we think about it as the sport that you could play until you're old and dry. But really, at the highest competitive levels, if you're great when you're young, your body's going to be cooked by the time you're older. And maybe you can get out there and play, but you're not playing to that highest level.
Yeah.
So, like, I appreciate, like, what we got from him. However, I cannot deny, Even as the Masters is kind of must-see or must-watch just from an American cultural perspective, it's so much different, and I'm locked in a different way if Tiger's involved.
Yeah,
so,
but
like,
how
I
many
can't
times
get all the way there.
In the last couple of years at Augusta did you go, oh, hey, you know, he's even through five, and then he's four over through 16, and
you're right.
Like, you know what I mean?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
And so I think you're right if I set the cutoff as within the last, what, like 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, like just the presence of Tiger.
Not even close.
And I can't shake that feeling. That's where I went.
He was the guy.
Yes.
He was the master.
That's part of what made this even buzzier than on top of the gorgeous scenes. Like, that's one thing that we were talking about yesterday with the par 3 tournament when we had it on. You look up and you go, oh, there's no score bug. There's no crawl. Nothing is on the screen. All you're looking at is gorgeous green grass and whatever is happening here. And it just it's just built different. And I hate to be the one that's out here just like licking the boots of Augusta National, but damn, they do this really well.
They do it well. And it's wild. It's wild to me. That's why I made it a confession. I'm like, why? That's right. He's not here.
He sure ain't.
So do that pretty much explains how much of a golf nerd you are, though.
But I think a lot of people, and we'll see from the text board, 713-572-46. This doesn't diminish. The Masters is as magnificent as it's ever been, even for the guys that just check in, you know, once a year.
Yeah, because I was kind of that way with tennis when Serena Williams retired.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, hey, I'm still watching it regardless. Yeah. I still think tennis is strong.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have some people that's like that checked out when Serena checked out.
Yeah.
I have to admit, and I understand that, you know, especially with basketball, it's a sport where we talk about the ramp up and there's no way to simulate game level basketball.
Yeah.
However, I'm very, very happy that Ime went the way that he did, you know, sitting a majority of his guys and then playing Jalen Green in order to continue that streak, right? I'm assuming in order to continue that streak and but limiting his minutes to 15. Because I don't subscribe to the Rust theory. Like I just every time we get out here and we do the Rust versus Rust, I don't subscribe to that Rust theory. Even if I understand that, hey man, keeping yourself at a certain shape or whatever, that's cool. Nah, man. Like I'd much rather allow you to have the fullness of your capacities, like be as well rested as you can be. Especially because we know that all these sports, even the ones that seem like they're not as taxing, we were just talking about it with golf, they wear on you. And so any opportunities that you have to sneak a little bit more of, you know, your capabilities, like any opportunity you have to be the strongest version of yourself physically, I'm taking that. I'm jumping at that.
I'm generally with you, but in this case I wasn't, but I see the value that they're getting, you know, as we talked about earlier.
For sure. Like I'm definitely in that place where I'd much rather have those guys fully, especially some of these other, like Fred VanVleet. Yeah, man, go ahead and get off your feet, brother. Like, you see the difference between when Fred is kind of hampered in some ways and when Fred is full, and especially with how much he means to your team, how much Alperin has taken, like banging down in the post, like how much beating he's taken, how much you've had to manage Stephen Adams. I almost called him Stephen A. Smith. That's crazy. I think that all those things, getting that rest is so much more important than maybe getting an opportunity to beat the Clippers late.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So I gotta apologize to the city of Houston, man.
Oh, wow.
So I want to apologize for the Astros' loss last night. Yes, because they had a walk-off walk.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So remember, around this time, I was talking about the Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were.
And how they lost.
Yeah.
And they had lost this exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of poking fun at it. I was laughing at it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm the blame right here.
That's
because
right.
This is the same way the Astros lost.
Yeah.
And I feel so silly because I was sitting there like, I was pointing the left.
Yeah.
Only the White Sox could do this.
You were texting fast and furious.
Yeah, I was like, so that was 2 days ago, and then yesterday the Houston Astros lose the exact same.
It was
way,
a
man.
Bad juju, man.
Yeah. So I would take this on the chin. All right,
well,
here.
Okay, so we can blame Figgy.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna blame you, Figgy.
Hey, I would take that blame, man, because I was pointing and laughing at the White Sox. I had no idea the Astros would do the same thing a day later.
It was pretty wild.
Yeah. These are my
confessions. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but my confession. Okay, so first of all, let me give you the little bit of news. Lorne Michaels, Saturday Night Live,
mm-hmm.
is going to be involved in Saturday Night Live London. Live from London, it's Saturday night.
But then it'd be in America Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, correct. But my confession is, and nothing, I mean, it's slid and everybody knows that. I think I'm going to kind of like the London Saturday Night Live more. I think they're going to be a little more raw. They can get away with a little more, you know, in terms of not just language, but just the things they do. They're going to be very political.
Wait, how are they broadcasting this? Is this not going to be on NBC the same?
It's going to be on Sky Studios, Sky
Sports. Oh, okay. So it's actually going to be all the way over there.
They're actually doing their own Saturday night.
It's London, live from London, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. So kind of how you got The Voice UK or...
Yes.
Oh, so this is like a whole new... I thought that you were talking about like a special where they...
No.
All right, this is how you know I'm very NFL pilled, because I thought this was just... Oh, so they're doing the thing where they take the Jaguars over there. But they're just going to take SNL over there. Okay,
no, and it's going to be British, you know, comics and young actors and all that stuff. I think it's London, like some of those London comedy, you know, shows and films and stuff are really, really good. I bet you I might watch this one even more than the one here.
So you're here for like the dry wit a lot of times.
Yes, absolutely. But also,
They don't already got something like that.
But the gloves are going to be off.
Like they don't already have like a sketch comedy thing that they do because they don't have an SNL though.
They don't have SNL.
This How bold Michaels. Are we to be like whatever y'all got over there? That's fine. We bringing ours over here.
No, it was them that brought it up with Lorne Michaels. It was Sky Studios.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to be pretty dang good.
Yeah, I think this is probably one of my confessions too. It's hard for me to get into a lot of like British comedies or shows. Sometimes the accents be so thick, man.
Oh, is that what does it?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard for me to get into it like that, man. Because I watch a couple shows, like movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, man, it's so hard to understand what they saying, man.
No, that's fair.
I do think it will be a little more witty, a little more gut punch.
A little more raw.
But honestly, I feel like Mexico, man. Like, I feel like Mexico is... I feel like those shows be way too raw.
I'd
be like, is this a real show? It'd be only aired in Mexico or something. I'm like, man, they be a little raw, especially with the dating shows and stuff like that. They be going crazy.
That's one of the funniest things, especially if you do not know Spanish, to like just put on one of these game shows, one of these daytime shows that is fully Spanish and just watch it. And you're like, I don't need to understand this because this is entertaining.
It's a hot girl in a bra.
Yeah, this like is the most raw version of entertainment that there's ever been. Like, I don't understand what they're saying to each other, but I also understand exactly what they are saying to each other. So, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, it was a clip going viral, too, about I think it was like a Spanish dating show or something like that. Mm-hmm. One reality show, kind of like a Love's Island.
Yeah.
And one of the people on there, I guess they was cheating on... Their significant other.
Of course.
And they were like showing that they were showing like the little night action video.
That's wild.
I was like, is this a real show? I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, I need to learn Spanish, man. So I can hear about what's going on. They had the brother there crying and running.
Their novellas, their telenovelas are awesome.
Man, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said you need more Benny Hill type comedy. Yeah, it feels like that's a real two, like, you know, you're either on one side where you're like, nah, I'm not trying to hear all that dry wit, or you're like, give me all of it injected directly into my veins. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see what that looks like. These are my confessions. I think we all have blind spots in various ways, but I don't know, like a blind spot kind of in some ways implies that you just kind of didn't realize it. I've realized this about myself and I just haven't like fixed it, which is... We were watching SportsCenter a little bit earlier here in the studio, and they were showing, like, you know, really all the homers of yesterday, basically, the segment.
Yeah.
Christian Yelich upped about, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. He's with the Brewers. What's happening over there? And I remembered the central divisions, particularly in baseball, they don't stick in my brain
in
all.
In both leagues.
Like, both AL Central, NL Central. Like, I just be like, whatever they doing over there, they do over there. Like, I'm just like, oh, really? they're doing baseball? Like, if it's not like Ellie De La Cruz, everything else, I'm just like, oh, what's happening over there? Oh, for sure. And I know this. It's not like, hey, you know, I'm actively or I never remember to look over there. It's just like, oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. They're over there. And
what you need to
I don't
look
care.
Over there for.
That's fair. There hasn't been anything to look over there for. Although, let's
especially
see.
Especially in the NL. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I have no reason to look in the NL unless it's a player that I'm.
There's some players. Like. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, the Royals really good,
but the NL though.
Yeah, the NL especially.
No, for sure. I don't give a damn unless we get to the World Series.
Yeah, but the problem is the AL Central too. I'd be over there like the Indians. What are they doing? I don't care. So yeah, it's again. This is all about me and how I am not. I have not calibrated that properly. But every time I do, I just look up. It's like how you know sometimes you'll hear a song. And you just never, like, you always miss a verse because you just zone out at the right time. That is me with Drake's verse in Poetic Justice. I just like, oh, that's right. He was singing. That's right. That's me also with the Central Divisions in baseball. I don't understand why it happens. Hopefully I can fix that soon. But, yeah, there you go. All right. Those are your confessions here in the loop. Actually, a little pseudo confession. Sean Pendergast agreed. He does not. He's not here for any of this British humor. He actually is out on Monty Python, which that's a. That's a spicy one because people, even if they don't like British humor, they love them some Monty Python. So best of luck with that from 713. Are you guys allowed to talk UFL? Sure. What would you like to talk about with the league that doesn't really have quarterbacks? We can do that. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That was mean. I shouldn't have done that. Coming up next, it's a Thursday, so we do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various people in sports are selling? We'll do that next.